There's a group called The Pretty Good Band is going to be playing at Augie's Bar with the Renegade Soul on Saturday night. That's out in Madison Heights. And there's a Battle of the Bands happening at the Crimson Lounge on Shelby Road in Riverview. And we want to wish Daniel Harrison and the $2 Highway a lot of luck. The winners of tonight's, or Saturday night show rather, will get a recording contract and also be part of a festival this summer. The other bands that are in the competition are After the Tide, Fall Prey, Concrete Angels. I think there's five bands, but I only got three or four listed here. But Battle of the Bands at Crimson Lounge, Saturday night. Go out and cheer your favorite band. Nuke and the Hellriders are going to be in town at Simon's After Dark for a CD release party Saturday night, along with the Drunken Circus Monkeys and Circus Boy. Let's listen to some of the Whiskey Charmer as we get ready to go live in the studio with Blue Pontiac in just a matter of minutes. Reminder, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, and we will be going live with Blue Pontiac in just a matter of a few minutes as soon as our sound engineer says we're good to go.
Those on the silence won't seek their claim.
right. We're listening to the Orbisons, recorded live on the Motor Live. In the background, Long Line of Sinners. They are going to be in Sundays at PJ's Lagerhouse as part of the Honky Tonk Throwdown, along with Bull Halsey and Whiskey Charmers. On Saturday's lineup, I didn't even get to that one, Ryan Dillaha, the Brunswick Brawlers, Jeremy Porter and the Ticos. We are about to go live with the Blue Pontiac in just a matter of a few minutes. In the meantime, let's continue listening to the Orbisons, recorded live on the Live Drive at 5. Part of the Orbisons is Vinny, of course, who was one, I think, for Best Male Vocalist at the Detroit Music Awards. One of those guys that's been in so many bands, you know, he plays every night of the week. But right now, we are ready to go live in the studio with the Blue Pontiacs. So let's bring the Orbisons down.
All right, we're on the Motor Live Drive, and today we have Blue Pontiac here in the studio. Hey, guys and gals, are you there?
We're here.
They certainly are here.
Right.
Well, in fact, what are you going to start off with today?
This is a song from our last record, and it's the opening song on the record. It's called Never in the Mood. All right.
I can't eat a bite no more, can't stand the sight of food. I can't go to sleep no more, I'm just never in the mood. Staying in these same four walls with the same old stupid songs. Trying not to count all the minutes you've been gone. Do 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 do. Staying in these same four walls with the same old stupid songs. Trying not to count all the minutes you've been gone. Gone. I can smell you in my bed. How can I let you go when you crawled inside my head? Times like in a nightmare, I can hear you call my name. Then I wake in sweat-stained sheets, it's always just the same. I do 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 do. Times like in a nightmare, I can hear you call my name. Then I wake in sweat-stained sheets, it's always just the same. I can't eat a bite no more, can't stand the bite of mood. I can't go to sleep no more, I'm just never in the mood.
Yeah!
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, we have Blue Pontiac. We've got a... In fact, would you like to introduce the band, please?
Sure. My name is Roz Hardigan. I play bass and guitar and lead vocalist. And then we have Graham Cassano on on lap guitar. Also, he also plays a couple of different dulcimers. And we have Mike Kenyon, who's on cello, banjo, and ukulele, but not all at the same time. And our backup vocalist is Bia Cassano.
All right. Well, hey, everything sounds real cool so far.
Very nice.
Yeah. In fact, why don't we just have another tune?
All right. This is a song that's about a carnival knife thrower who misses his mark.
Ow.
Ow.
Love is on the left, hate is on the right. They were tattooed on his hands. God's love is great, great made him a man. God's love is great, great made him a man. Back in Carson City, they still talk about that night. Some remember what he said. All your pretty words will go unspoken when you're dead. All your pretty words will go unspoken when you're dead. Love is on the left, hate is on the right. They were tattooed on his hands. God's love is great, he made him a man. God's love is great, he made him a man. To dirt, something wasn't right. He was stumbling around. Never knew what missing was till they put her in the ground. Never knew what missing was till they put her in the ground. Love is on the left, hate is on the right. They were tattooed on his hand. God's love is great, he made him a man. God's love is great.
Very interesting. Now, these are songs that were off your most recent CD?
Yeah, actually, well, we have a CD of it, but we'd rather have people look at the vinyl. We have, you know, we have the vinyl record, which is really what we're really proud of. We had it pressed at Archer Records in Detroit, and it's, you know, kind of an old-timey record, so it sounds right on vinyl.
And, yeah. And of course, you get a much bigger sound on the vinyl. Yeah.
We had a lot of friends who played on the vinyl with us. Friends from New York, like Osei Asset from the Woes, Stacy Phillips, the fiddle player, Jesse Hameen, the jazz drummer. So yeah, we have 20 years of musical friendships, and we called on all those friendships as we were making the record. This new record we're working on is a much more stripped down sound.
And when will that one be out?
Well, we're gonna record it over the. Over the summer, and then I guess maybe we'll start a Kickstarter campaign or something so we can get it pressed. I'm not sure when it will be
out. It's a secret.
It's a secret.
It's a work in progress.
Right, right.
Kickstarter is a great way for bands. It's so really interesting the how that has just grown so quickly.
Yeah.
So, well, good for you guys. Good to have you back in. It's been a while.
Oh, this is a lot of fun. We love doing this. The last time we did this, I think we talked about it for months and watch the video and listen to the radio show. It's just a lot of fun. It's really comfortable.
It's really, great,
really comfortable environment.
Well, in fact, I'm glad you're comfortable here. In fact, are you comfortable enough to play more music?
Absolutely. In fact, I don't even have to be comfortable to play music.
Well, but he's changing out his guitar a little bit, so we'll see what's coming up next. He's probably going to get one of his dulcimers.
This one's coming up is called Tangled Blues. It's going to be. It's a new one. That we just learned. Yeah. Well, a little while ago.
I think this is kind of loud, maybe.
Can you turn down the dulcimer?
I can't.
No. Okay. Well, our sound band.
All right, there we go. Sounds like it's there. All right, great.
All right.
I can't show the radio audience, but I'll show you in the booth. This dulcimer was specially made for me by my friend in Louisiana, Rick Felkel of Ellery Guitars. And it's a resonator dulcimer, like a resonator guitar, and chromatically fretted like a guitar. So it's a chromatically fretted resonator dulcimer.
In fact, it is a fine-looking instrument. I can tell you myself. It's nice nice wood tones. It's got a little nice resonator cone at the bottom.
That's right.
And he plays it on his lap. So
let's give a listen.
There we go.
Like a gambler who just loves a losing streak. Give up all I have and I come back 8 times a week. When you ask to come and see me, you know I can't refuse. I'm all tied up in knots, I got the tangled blues. I'm like a junkie who is always coming down. When you ask me to surrender, you know I can't refuse. I'm all tied up in knots, I got the tangled blues. Just can't stand drying out. You leave me here at night, I panic, sweat, and shout. When you ask me for another, you know I can't refuse. I'm all tied up in knots, I got the tangled blues. I'm all tied up in knots, I got the tangled blues.
Now, as you were describing your instruments, really, you're kind of a band you really got to see live to really appreciate.
Well, I think you can appreciate it.
Well, you can. No, you got to get the full flavor of this Americana band. There were 4-piece with an unusual lineup, and you really should come and see you live. Do you have any chances for people to see you live?
Yes, we do, as it turns out. We have a really fun gig coming up at the New Dodge Lounge. That's going to be on Saturday, May 18th. We're playing with another Americana band, the Robert Lewis Band, and an indie band, the Static Dial, who is going to be playing acoustically. So it's going to be like a real rockin' acoustic night at the New Dodge.
Whoa, it should be cool. In fact, do you have any others? What day is that again?
That's Saturday, May 18th at the New Dodge Lounge in Hamtramck.
Okay, and what other shows do you have?
Yeah, I think we have like 10. So I think actually the best, if you don't mind, the best thing to do would be to check our website. Can we give our website name?
There yes, please do.
Our website's bluepontiacmusic.com, and we have all our shows listed there. And you can also find us on Facebook under Blue Pontiac.
In fact, looking at it right now, I can see you've got one Friday, May 31st at Tracy's Corner Cafe in Warren.
That's right.
And then you've got in June 22nd, you're at the Jackson 21st. Coffin. Oh, 21st. Make that the Jackson Coffee Company.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the Jackson show is a lot of fun because we get to do a local TV show when we do the Jackson show.
Whoa.
Which is always
always cool.
Bart's TV show.
And then for the July 4th weekend, on Saturday, July 6th, you're at the Mentobi Cafe in Farmington Hills.
That's right.
All right. So you've got some things coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And chances for people to see
this
groovy little band. But right now, have you got some more songs for us?
Yeah, this is a little song that is for our new record. And it's about loving somebody when you're crazy. She wants me to talk more. Okay. Well, the record that we're working on called No Hard Times, it's basically like a set of biographies, little stories about different people, Bertolt Brecht, Wilhelm Reich, Billy Strayhorn. And this song I wrote with Wilhelm Reich, the great and crazy psychoanalyst in mind. And he spent his last years in the asylum waiting for aliens to come and take him back into space. And so it's kind of about that.
All right.
A band that you need to see live. I've stepped out to take some pictures, and I just can't get over the how beautiful all of your instruments are. I see the cellos come back out, and Raj, you keep switching from a bass, an acoustic bass, to an acoustic
guitar,
six string, and the dulcimer, and that was actually on this one a scrub brush or a washboard.
A washboard
with brushes.
Yeah, I took 5 years of jazz drum lessons just so I could play a washboard.
they can be more difficult than you think. In fact, playing with brushes you haven't got on the wood yet.
Right.
So you've got it. Yeah, that's one of the advantages of washboards.
Yep.
Okay, so we've got...
Now, I've got a question for you. These songs, where do these songs come from?
Well, the last few songs we played and the next couple we're going to play are all from this new record that we're cutting called No Hard Times. And, you know, No Hard Times is really about two things at once. It's about living in Michigan today and struggling. But it's also about the kind of the history of the struggles that led us here. You know, I like history a lot, and I like reading about people like Hans Eisler and Bertolt Brecht and Wilhelm Reich and Billy Strayhorn and who else are the songs about? A couple other people.
Robert Mitchum.
Well, yeah.
All your songs are Robert Mitchum.
No, just two.
Well, Graham forgot to mention that in addition to playing dulcimer and lap guitar and washboard, he writes all the songs.
So that's where the songs come from.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, out of my fevered imagination.
And what better role model than Robert Mitchum to...
Yep. Cape Fear is a hell of a movie.
Oh, yeah. In fact... what have you got coming up next as another one of those fevered songs from your imagination?
This is called Duke Elegy, and that's and it's about, again, Duke Ellington's songwriter and his arranging partner named Billy Strayhorn. And Billy Strayhorn was just one of my favorite songwriters. He wrote a song called Lush Life, and if I could write a song like that before I died, I would die very happy. Well, I don't know, but maybe I'd die happy. And Billy Strayhorn was, of course, in the 1940s and 1950s, he was black, he was a jazz musician, and he was gay. So he had a lot going against him, and he had a pretty difficult struggle. And this is kind of trying to capture something of that struggle.
Now, this is kind of an unusual little band for... it's not your regular rock and roll band that you used to. How did you guys get started?
Well, Roz and I have been playing music together for a long time, on and off again, and we put Blue Pontiac together about in 2007 to make a record called Welcome to the Great Recession, which was really our response to the economic crisis and the effect it was having on our neighborhood and our friends. And we tried playing with different musicians and had some luck and some good luck and some bad luck, but it really didn't come together as a band until Mike, our cello player and ukulele player and banjo player, joined us. And it was just lucky happenstance that Mike also lives in Pontiac. So we're from Pontiac, Michigan, which is where our name comes from, and we really didn't want a non-Pontiac person in the band, so it was really tough to find the cello player in Pontiac, but we did.
But we found him.
We found him, yeah.
Well, at least you
didn't
have to
move.
We're
glad you did. Yeah, you would have made a move.
Right.
All right. Well, we're about half done with the show. It looks like our timing is real good with your set list. So can you give us some more music?
Sure. This is another waltz. Dulcimers have three strings, and so they suit waltzes for some reason. And this waltz is from our last record, Gone. That's the vinyl record. And it's called Lullaby.
Baby, lay quiet with me. Your tears just bring salt to the sea. I know all the bad things you've done. Sleep, baby, sleep. Sleep, baby, sleep. All mama gave you was rain, whiskey, bad dreams, and cocaine. I know all the bad things you've done. Sleep, baby, sleep. Sleep, baby, sleep. Thank you.
understand why you were looking for a cello player. What a what a haunting sound. It really fits the music so well.
Yeah, and Mike, a lot of the melodies, the counter melodies he plays on cello, like I get all the credit for songwriting, but he does a lot of arranging. So, I mean, he's really writing the songs along with me when he writes those parts.
Whoa. In fact, you mentioned your last record, Gone.
Yeah.
Is that available?
It is. It's available through our website. It's available from gigs, but I think the best way to purchase it, at least what I always try to do, is to go to local record stores in Oakland County or Wayne County, and it's available there.
All right. It's always good, and you can always pick it up at your shows, can't you?
Absolutely. We bring a big stack with us, and we usually give them away at discounted prices, sometimes for free if we like you.
That could be a good thing to know when you go to the New Dodge, on the 18th and check you out there. And, okay, Roz has changed out her guitar again.
This song... This is one of the older songs that's going to be on this new record. I think the song is 2 years old, and this song comes from a... We were in Hartford, Connecticut, and we saw on television this news story about this union guy who lost it and killed all his coworkers, and it was a really sad story, especially if you like unions, and I do. And so this song is called Manchester Massacre. Sorry, one more time.
Driving lonesome through the night. The things he saw were real, or a madman's alibis. The death she cast a shadow, brought a change to all Ma's eyes. Massacre in Manchester, nine brothers laying dead. All Ma thought he murdered eight, put the last bullet in his head. Them racists. Now I'll take care of myself. Rage as cold as ice, exploded like a wave. Left nine grieving families, nine workers in the grave. Massacre in Manchester, nine brothers laying dead. All my thought he murdered eight, put the last bullet in his head. Thank you.
All right. Oh, that song seems to fit in with something you put on your own website, something you call your music Original Americana, that documents the poetry of life in the heart of the Rust Belt. That seems to fit your music really well.
Well, we're trying hard. Thanks. Speaking of which, this song is about all our friends in Detroit, and really, it's about the way we like them best.
Well, I hope we're included in that.
Life is just a party, saying the long goodbye to everyone you'll ever know, 'cause everyone will die. So let's get good and drunk, set our demons free, forget about our tears last night and tomorrow's misery.
Good part right now.
Good and drunk.
Oh, well, that may come later. There's no guarantees, but we might not be as good after we get drunk. But we're good right now. And it's changed. Okay, our ukulele has changed out to cello again.
I want to mention. I want to do a special shout out and thank you to Hallmark, who is doing our sound. He's been on the motor team for about 6 months now, helping Alan Contino, who got a paying gig today, and Mark has stepped in and normally like a three or four piece rock band, he set up the drums and you're done. He's been flipping because you guys have been doing going from instrument to instrument, and I think you're sounding real good. So. Congratulations to Mark and to the Blue Pontiac for a fine job today.
Yeah,
thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. You're really doing a great job. I know. I pity the poor son, and if we had any money, we'd give you a tip, I swear.
All right. In fact, where can people check out Blue Pontiac?
Well, on our website, bluepontiacmusic.com, and on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/bluepontiacmusic.
And next Saturday night in Hamtramck?
A week from Saturday in Hamtramck. That's Saturday night, May 18th.
All right, so come on down.
The New Dodge Lounge.
It's always a cool little place.
Yep. New Jersey is great. We love it there.
All right. Well, what have you got coming up next?
This is the title track from our upcoming record, and it's called No Hard Times. Not too fast.
Okay. Just the right speed, then.
Just the right speed.
Lily's voice came out and she got still. I got a cold and a doctor's bill. Lord, Lord, these ain't no hard times. The county man, he come around, says you got no green, so you got no ground. Lord, Lord, these ain't no hard times. Lily used to say, life's the cards you play. All you gotta do is lay on well. Said we'd be okay, and the bank can go to hell. These ain't no hard times. Lord, Lord, these ain't no hard times. They took our house and half the town. Someday that wheel will roll around. Lord, Lord, these ain't no hard times. If I had a rope and a tall oak tree, watch those bankers dance for me. Lord, Lord, these ain't no hard times. Lily used to say, life's the cards you play. All you gotta do is lay 'em well. Said we'd be okay, and the bank can go to hell. These ain't no hard times. Lord, Lord, these ain't no hard times. The cards you play, all you gotta do is lay on well. Said we'd be okay, and the bank can go to hell. These ain't no hard times. Lord, Lord, these ain't no hard times. To say to me, life's wasted in memory. Lord, Lord, these ain't no hard times. I'm not sorry anymore. My eyes are fixed on the distant shore. Lord, Lord, these ain't no hard times. Lily used to say, life's the cards you play. All you gotta do is lay on well. Said we'd be okay, and the bank can go to hell. These ain't no hard times. Lord, Lord, these ain't no. Lord, Lord, these ain't no. Lord, Lord, these ain't no hard times.
All right.
Yes, they are.
Well, we had a call, a loyal listener call in. Ben called in, said you guys are sounding real good.
Oh, he said thanks, he might Ben. Drive a silver Dodge, but the blue Pontiac sound real good today.
That's nice. Thanks, Ben.
Yeah. In fact, other shows people can come down and catch you at. You're going to be at the New Dodge next week.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be Saturday down at the New Dodge, and then. On the 31st, Friday the 31st, you're going to be at Tracy's Corner Cafe in Warren.
Yeah, and that'll be with two of our good friends, Dan Kennedy, the singer-songwriter, and Tony Paris is going to do an acoustic set. And Tony is, of course, the lead songwriter and guitar player for the Adres from
yes,
Dearborn.
And
a Dearborn native.
Dearborn native.
Yes, we do know him well. Yeah. So, and he's a fine person, too.
He's wonderful. He's one of my favorite people.
All right. And let's see. That's where people can come and get you in the next month.
That's right.
There's more to come in June and July.
There is more to come in June and July, and we're going to, as we often do a little mini tour and end up in New York City probably in, I think, August, were you saying? New York City, yes. Our manager, who is also our bass player, our lead singer, and our guitar player, said that we will be in New York City in August, so... I don't know where yet, but probably someplace in Brooklyn, since that's where all our friends live.
Okay. And where can people find out more about Blue Pontiac?
The best place to go would be, well, I know everybody likes to give money to Mark Zuckerberg, so you can check out our Facebook site if you like. But apart from that, I personally like the website, www.bluepontiacmusic.com.
All right. And it looks like they're just about ready to get going again.
Cool. This is the oldest song we do. It's the number one song in America in 1935, and it's by the Carter family. It's called No Depression.
Failing for these are latter days, we know the Great Depression now is spreading. God's word decreed it would be so. I'm going where there's no depression, to that bright land that's free of care. I'll leave this world of torn and trouble. My home's in hell. No hunger, no orphan children crying for bread, no weeping widows, toil or struggle, no shrouds, no coffins, and no death. I'm going where there's no depression, to that bright land that's free of care. I'll leave this world of toil and trouble, my home's in heaven, you'll find me there.
You mentioned the Blue Pontiac website, because I just went to it, and you've got some videos from like PJ's Lager House in various places, mm-hmm. and your schedule, and also the lineup of some of the CD, mm-hmm. and you can make purchases and all of that. It's a great website. I've just been playing, clicking the different pieces of it.
Well, our bass player made it all, and I also believe I think we have a video from. This radio station 1 year ago.
Whoa. We do. It's actually on our YouTube channel, though. So if you go to our website and then click on the YouTube icon, which is on the front page, then you'll go to our YouTube site. And that's actually where the WHFR video is.
And the other thing you can see there is one of my favorite videos, which is a Blue Pontiac side project called the Lorettes, which is named after Loretta Lynn. And the song that they sing is called the Right to Work Song, which is a response to Governor Schneider and the legislature, and it's pretty funny. So,
which well, it is
well,
funny.
Well, we can't sing the words on the radio. No. Since it's an FCC station.
It's very strong language.
It's strongly worded. Yeah.
Good for
well,
you.
Well, I'll have to check that out later. In fact,
somebody's got a buzz. I don't know if that's feedback from.
Oh, there we go. Okay, yeah, that's
that bass player.
Okay. All right. All right. Stop. That's good. In fact, one question I've got. Would you like to introduce the band one more time?
Sure. I'm Roz Hartigan. I'm the bass player and a webmaster and a guitar player and lead singer. Graham Cassano is our songwriter. He also plays black guitar and dulcimer
and
shuffleboard.
And washboard,
yeah.
And don't forget that tambourine.
And tambourine. And Mike Kenyon is our cello player, ukulele player, and banjo player.
All right.
And our backup singer here is by Cassano.
All right.
Wow. Who is distantly related to
distantly
me.
Distantly related.
You talk about the community. You said you were going to be going to Brooklyn and staying with friends and doing shows there, and Tony Paris from the Edres. It's such a great community that musicians are in, and it gives you the flexibility of traveling to different cities and staying with friends and doing shows. Is it?
Well, I mean, music has really been, it's really been what's grounded us here in Michigan. We're, you know, late arrivals. We only got here about 6 or 7 years ago. And the way we really got to know the community in Pontiac and Detroit and even in New York City was through playing music, going and sleeping on people's couches when we play a gig, you know, in their city, and having them sleep on ours when they play a gig around here. And we've done a lot of gigs around here with some of our favorite Detroit bands, the Edres, which we've already mentioned. Roz and I both play in Mary Cotter's band. I play percussion, and Roz plays bass and sings background, and so does Baya in Mary Cotter's band. And so we've done a few gigs with Mary. And one of our other favorite bands is called Flatland Star. That's another Detroit band, and they play with us in the Edres quite a bit. So we've really helped forge this community of scumbag musician bands.
No, that's a little strong language.
Well, I think they'd all agree with that.
Understand.
They'd all understand.
Okay.
In fact, the band, one of the bands we're playing with next week is the Robert Lewis Band, and the very first time we ever played out as Blue Pontiac, Robert, our friend Robert, used to live in Watertown, and we had just put our MySpace...
Waterford,
and he just put up a... we had just put up our MySpace page. I don't know if you remember MySpace, but at the time it was big. And he kind of stumbled across, he was looking for Pontiac bands, and he stumbled across us, and he said, oh, you have to come down to my open mic and play a couple tunes. It's in Pontiac. And in fact, it was in Pontiac at the Ventura Bar, which is on Kennett Road, which is where all the strip joints are in Pontiac, right across from the powertrain. And it was really fun to drive up with all our instruments to the bar, but it was actually a very warm and welcoming open mic. And
for a strip joint, it was very
Well, it was actually a biker bar. It was just nestled between several other strip joints. And so we've known him since we started playing.
And it's a great community to have gotten our foot in the door of and gotten to know. So
all right, well, you got
it's been an honor having you here. Yeah, we got a little bit more time.
About 4 minutes
well,
left.
Well, that's good, because we actually had a transcontinental request via Facebook. Our friend Paula, who's in Australia listening to this, she asked if we'd play this last song. So this is from our record, Gone, and this song is called Sandman. I have to wait till Mike puts his cello back on. Sorry.
All right.
Yeah, we kind of talked through one.
All right, here we go.
When you fell to pieces, I just had to stick around. Put you back together from the outline on the ground. Then you're always losing focus, you're always losing form. You scatter when I touch you. Shattered every heart you broke, left them all for dead. To the lovers who once knew you are just voices in your head.
And they finish right on time. What a band. Blue Pontiac. Next week, we're going to have Larry Larson, one of the finest Celtic performers in town. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
HFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950. And we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.